Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thanks for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Satter, our fabulous producer, is back, so we appreciate him being in. We survived without him, but we're certainly glad when he is here every day. So thank you, Rob, for all your hard work. In the studio with us now, Pastor Ryan Brocious is here from the Christ Wesleyan Church. He is back. We're going to talk about the Beauty and the Beast performances that are coming up. He's the director of that. He's also an associate pastor at Christ Wesleyan Church, and you're the worship pastor.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so you help piece together this Sunday morning show that's just a huge draw in our valley. So welcome aboard.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in. And Carol Brocious is here. No relation?
No relation.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Okay. Well, two of the Brociouses are here. Carol's here. She's the Beauty and the Beast assistant director. I think this is not her full-time gig, so you can smart person at a local health system could see her hustling hard during the day, but then she's assistant director in the evening, a volunteer who helps the Christ Wesleyan Church with her talent. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good morning.
I really appreciate you both coming in. All right, so we got Beauty and the Beast coming up. How was this place selected?
So about a year ago, we began discussions about this show. I think we were in the middle of the last musical we did and talking about this, but I love the story. I love the character that Belle puts forward. She is one of the few self-sacrificing Disney princesses. A lot of them kind of after something for themselves, and she's really not there. And when her father's taken captive by this monstrous beast, she takes his place in the dungeon. And so I guess it's that sort of, you know, self-sacrifice.
There's your sermon illustration.
There's the
right
sermon
there.
Right there. So yes, and the beast in all of us can be transformed too. There's lots of good talking sermon points here, but yeah, I think it's just a really good story with really good values, and obviously then all the good classic Disney stuff that everybody loves.
Well, and Carol, as you watch this show fall together, you're probably getting a good feeling about what you're presenting and what's going on stage and this message that could be drawn from it, this sort of self-sacrificing thing. What's your reaction as the show falls together and you sort
it's
of see it
happening? It's astonishing to watch a show from start to beginning, from the first time you see the actors audition and watch them, listen to them do the read-through on the first rehearsal, to what we've got on stage now. How the family, the bond that they formed, how they've learned to play off each other. It's amazing.
So what do you see when you watch a rehearsal as the assistant director? I would probably see folks now, everybody memorizes their lines, you know, that's the truth now, right?
Absolutely.
You're this far along, and you might even get some technical things thrown in from time to time to kind of help them as they do their show. But what are you looking at? What do you look for?
What am I looking at? Are there movements correct? Are they putting their backs to the audience? Are they following the choreography? Are they together? Are they missing lines? Is there certain areas that they've missed consistently? Just the little tiny, we call them nitpicky things at this point in the game.
And I've been privy to some of this just from my high school days, so that would be 45 years ago. But then afterward, you go through notes and help them out and say,
absolutely.
Okay, and then what happens after you give somebody a note? Some actors and actresses heed the information that you give them, and then they do it perfectly the next time.
Actually, they usually do it well the next time. This cast, we've really had to look hard to find things that they're not doing the way we want them to do. And if we don't give them notes, they're coming to us like, what can we do to make it better?
All right, so this is a live stage performance of Beauty and the Beast. It's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There is a Sunday performance, but it is already sold out. How many folks fit in your auditorium when you're doing this?
So for this particular show, our seating arrangement seats 888 people for each performance. And so the two matinees right now, the Saturday and Sunday matinees, are the fullest, with Sunday being sold out. Saturday has a few seats left. And then Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night have some seats remaining. All the seats that remain pretty much are in our bleachered section of the auditorium, which actually has one of the best views in the room. All the bleacher seats get you a little bit elevated and you have a great view. So a lot of times people with young kids will purposefully sit there because the kids can see a bit better. They do have backs on the seats, and it's a decently comfortable seat. We use them for church every Sunday, so don't think of your typical stadium bleacher, but with a seat back. And if you don't like sitting on a harder surface, you may want to bring like a bleacher cushion or a small pillow from home. That's fine. And you can actually see a picture of our seating online on our website, which is cwtheater.org, and then they can see a picture of what that looks like.
And this is your worship sanctuary also.
That's correct.
So Sunday morning is going to be enchanted.
It's very enchanted right now. Lots of painting and props and sets, and we have a gracious congregation who overlooks that for church.
You have a couple of services on Sunday morning, so they'll be on the Beauty and the Beast stage.
They'll be on the stage, yeah, and we'll have to fly our pastor in. Maybe we can do that with the flying rigging. We'll see.
Okay. So, and when theater people talk about flying somebody in, they mean cables and the individuals,
and
flying, not bringing them in via American Airlines.
No. Not typically, no.
So, all right. Well, this is Beauty and the Beast performances, and I've seen some of the previous performances at Christ Wesleyan Church, and I couldn't say what the difference is between what you put on and what you might see on Broadway or what you might see at like the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble. There's no difference. Am I detecting that right?
We've been told that many times, that our performances are as good as Broadway. Our budget's not quite as big as Broadway, but
we got a lot of volunteers.
We do.
I mean, wow,
we do.
That's a big aspect of this. Speaking of budgets, how much does it cost to go to one of the shows?
The tickets for adults are $15. Children are 11.
I think they're, I don't know. I'd have to check, to be honest. That's terrible. I don't know. It's a couple bucks less for kids and then seniors as well.
Maybe they're 12.
You know what? I wrote down absolutely, positively everything except that. Isn't that funny on my notes here? Well, anyway.
I'll investigate.
You do that. You go to what anybody else can do, too. That's go to cwtheater.org. That's cwtheater.org. And I'll talk to Carol about this. How many performances have you been involved with at Christ Wesleyan Church over the years?
I've been a director in one form or another since 2005.
Okay, so you're helping this, and people will get an opportunity, sort of that suspension of disbelief, and you go there and you watch this. It is enchanting.
It is enchanting. There are some fabulous special effects that our special effects team has worked very hard to make happen. Everyone will be very surprised.
People disappearing and what?
Absolutely.
Wow, okay. What do you know today about ticket prices?
So adults are $15. Seniors 65 and over are 12. And children up through age 12 are $10.
All right, there we go. Okay, so one could say, okay, well, this should be a satisfactory moneymaker for Christ Wesleyan Church. Explain what you do with your funding. You have a decent budget to keep the staff going, but you do a lot in our community.
Yeah, the church typically will still invest quite a bit into a show. Obviously, if one does particularly well, it may actually see some proceed, and then typically we'll invest that back into the program, whether that's preparing for the next year, and paying your royalties to the production companies for the show title and those kinds of things. So lots of expense, and so typically there's a pretty small margin of profit, if any. But really our heart is to just build bridges and connections with the community. And so most shows we will still have had to invest beyond what the profits are. And so and that's the way we see that, like we do our coffee house or anything else like that, is really just to build bridges and connections with our community that way, which is why we open the auditions for the shows up to the community as well, because in the cast, not everybody attends Christ Wesleyan. And so it's just a really great opportunity to build connections and relationships. And so if you come, you will feel welcome. You won't feel like you walked to church to come to Beauty and the Beast, but you'll certainly still feel feel that warmth and welcome. And if, you know, somebody is so inclined, we'd love to have them back and check out a Sunday morning. But certainly our intention is just to build those bridges and connections.
Maybe somebody could go to the later service on Sunday is, what, at 10:30 or so?
Yeah, 9 and 10:45.
10:45, so then stay at 11:45 in the cafe until 1:45 and then go into
then go the show. You've got your whole day right ahead of you.
Although you'd have to already have that 2 p.m. ticket.
You would. Okay, that's true.
Right, so it might not be for everybody. But yeah, lots of segments of the show are not sold out. So it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night programs are not sold out. Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. is sold out, and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. is not yet sold out, but probably will be today. Would certainly be a safe.
And I would say it would be best if you'd get your tickets online ahead of time or stop into our bookstore on campus and get them. If you wait until the door, we may have some left, but I wouldn't count on that. So
CWtheater.org.
Correct.
Anything else either of you would like to add to our discussion? Maybe I didn't ask you the most important question in the world. I don't know what it would be, but
No, I just encourage people to come and support the arts, and I think they will not be disappointed. If you're thinking, you know, theater in a church and you're a bit hesitant about that, I would say just give us a shot, and I think you'll be surprised.
All right, super. Thank you both so much for coming in. Pastor Ryan Brocious from Christ Wesleyan Church, he's the director of Beauty and the Beast, and Carol Brocious is the assistant director of Beauty and the Beast. Again, more information at cwtheater.org.